When people think of Vegas, they think of bright lights, casinos, gambling, high roller suites, megastars, the entertainment capital of the world. And, yeah, maybe hookers.
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get laid!
Sorry, Mom. It was only one time. It won't happen again. No longer will everything being said and done in Vegas stay in Vegas.
You know, they say, like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But just so you know, like, if we bone, I'm telling everybody.
It's time for Nick's Just Saying, the podcast.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Tackling topics in sports, entertainment, politics, and life, Nick will present it with a laugh.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
He's more like a middle-aged man that thinks he's funny and sexy hitting on me at the bar, wearing a silk shirt that's unbuttoned and his chest hair and gold chains are showing. Ugh.
Is she looking at me now?
No.
How about now? Is she looking over here now?
No.
You can listen to, follow, and subscribe to Nick's Just Saying, the podcast, at nicksjustsaying.podbean.com. And follow him on Facebook and Twitter at Nick's Just Saying. Nick's Just Saying, the podcast, is on the air. I sure hope Nick doesn't screw this show up today. Just saying.
Welcome aboard the podcast today. How are you, my friends? Really glad you're with me here today. I am coming to you from Las Vegas, but I've got a lot of my old friends on my mind today, and I had to do and produce this special edition of Just Saying the podcast. And I had to do it because I'm concerned about a lot of you. I am. I'm truly concerned. I know I'm kind of chuckling, but I'm really concerned. Trust me when I tell you this. I have been worried about what I have seen and been watching and reading and seeing what's unfolding in Knoxville around Vols football. I've been sitting here with my mouth like, is that going on? Really? Is that what's happening in Knoxville? Because I have to tell you, I know many of you are like livid, absolutely livid over the thought that your beloved Vols tried to hire Greg Schiano on you and you all flipped out en masse and you stopped it from happening. You made it happen. Oh, you're so proud of yourself. You're so stinking proud of yourself. But Uncle Nick's here to tell you something. Uncle Nick's here to tell you that you need to calm down. This podcast, I wasn't even supposed to be on today. This podcast is my intervention for you Vols fans who just have flipped the switch. You've gone nuts. And you know I love you, okay? Because let's be honest. The Chattanooga area, Tennessee area, is in this heart in here, in where this thing beats. You're a second home to me, okay? I love yous dearly, but you've all flipped your lid and are off your rockers. Not all of you, the majority, though, especially anybody that's sounding off against Knoxville. And let me explain why I feel this way. Right now you think, oh, the national media is against you, and everybody's against you. And how dare they? Don't they understand the sacred Vols football program? People, wake up. The reason everyone, including me, okay, including me, who is, while I am not born one of you, but I was there long enough, I get you. I understand what you're thinking, but you need to have some rational thoughts here, okay? And you have zip going on right now, and you're making yourself a laughing stock of America. You are making it close to impossible, in this man's opinion, and many, for your AD, like him or not, you're making it almost impossible to get any kind of hire that's worth a hill of beans. Okay? I want to help you. I've told you all along. But people always, you know, I have to tell you, the Greg Schiano situation, okay? The Greg Schiano situation. You guys don't get it, do you? Yeah, I know you wanted John Gruden. I get it. But it ain't happening, baby. It ain't happening. Move on. Kelly didn't even want to take an interview. Mullen just waited for Florida. He didn't want you. Heck, your guy Cutcliffe won't leave Duke for you. And what you're failing to realize, this is my opinion, people, and listen, I'm telling you, I want you guys, I really do. I want you guys to have some success, but you're making it almost impossible for your Tennessee program in Knoxville to have success, and it's you. You're part of the problem. And this is my intervention for you because I want to help you. I need to help you. How about help me help you? A little Jerry Maguire for you. But here, okay, on a serious note, okay, one of the things that is absolutely driving me insane. Tim in Jersey, what coach worth anything in his right would take this job? You're right, Tim, right now, no one. No one. Bill. In the Chattanooga area, it's karma for Majors and Fulmer. Might be. Rick, they're knucking futs. You can figure that out. But here's the thing, people. What I have learned, and you need to listen to me on this because I lived it. Okay, do you remember when I was part of your area? Okay, and I spent many years in that Chattanooga area. Radio, TV, did it all, had been around. You hated me because I didn't love your Vols. I get it, because you didn't think I loved your Vols because I hated Dooley. And I'm not a big fan of Jones. I wasn't. I loved Kiffin, by the way. But I was an outsider with a fresh view. I was able to take off the orange-colored glasses. You weren't. And you need to leave those orange colored glasses, throw them out. Here's the deal. Tennessee, and actually many of the programs in the South, don't take this phrase wrong. You're very incestual. You just are. If they're not one of you, you think they suck. You do. You think they're no good. Because I lived it. When I first came on the air in the Chattanooga, Tennessee market, an hour away from Knoxville, in the heart of SEC country, you hated me. Oh, the damn Yankee, he sucks. Ah, Yankee, he's no good. And I had to win you over. I had to win you over. Thank God you didn't lynch me, or we would have never got to know each other. The way you lynched Greg Schiano and the way you took something that was extremely ugly and used it to your advantage because Greg Schiano wasn't one of you. You didn't want him. You didn't want him because he wasn't one of you. Not because of Penn State. Let me get into that. Okay? The issue at hand here is this. The issue at hand is this. You heard, and tell me if I'm wrong. I'm trying to help you here. I want this intervention for you Vols fans to make you think a little bit and maybe make you change your mind. I know I'm here in Vegas and I'm not there on the ground. I get it. I understand. But you know what? You need to see what the outside is seeing, because if you don't, you're going to self-destruct. That's what's going to happen. But let me throw this at you. You found out, you, the Vols fans, found out it was Greg Schiano, and you went, no effing way. He's not a guy we want. He doesn't have the Southern roots. There's no tie to the program. He's not J. John Gruden. He's not one of the guys we really want. So how in the hell can we get rid of him? And you stooped to something that should never have been stooped to in this man's opinion. You pulled the Penn State child sexual abuse Sandusky card against a man who was never, I repeat, never mentioned in the free report in all of the investigation, was never asked to testify in court, and you're taking the words of McQuarrie, who was the only moron that should have been lynched in this whole thing, because he walked into the shower and saw Sandusky with the kid, and what did he do as a young man? He turned and ran home and said, "Dad, what do I do?" He didn't stop them. But you're going to take that man's word over all the reports. Over all the reports that were done. And trust me, I hated it. And I was, even though I was a Joe Pa fan, if you will, not a Penn State fan, but a Joe Pa fan, they threw the book at Joe. They threw the book at the university. They threw the book at the university's president and anyone that they could prove connections with. Do you think if Greg Schiano was that intertwined and knew, do you think the NCAA would still be allowing him to coach on the sidelines at Ohio State? I think not. Okay? Wake up, people. But you are conveniently using something that is so controversial and so mean spirit, so awful and evil, the abuse of children, and you're using that because you don't want the guy to coach the Vols. Shame on you. Shame on you. And I love most of you. I'm getting things. You know, you're right. A lot of people, Travis is chiming in. Travis, yeah, you didn't know that happened. You didn't even know he was connected to Penn State. You know why his name never came up? Because he wasn't an integral part of it. You know, there are a lot of people that were at Penn State when this went on. A lot of people were at Penn State when this went on. They can't all be cast off. And you, Vols fans, have now injured and harmed this man, Greg Schiano's reputation and ability to earn more money and coaching positions because he wasn't one of you. And that's what it's all about in the end. Trust me when I tell you. And if you dig deep in your soul, you know it. We don't want him. We don't want him. And you're ready to kill your AD, John Curry. And listen, I'm not a big fan of Curry. I'm not a big fan of him. And I thought, you know, they could have done better. But at the same time, his statement today, if you ask me, is 100% accurate. 100% accurate. Okay? Schiano did, and he said in his statement, Curry, that they did do background checks. And everyone wants to say, well, it's because he knew the guy. Well, maybe so. Tell me what job you ever got where you didn't have an in that got you an interview in most cases. Yeah, most of them, I bet. It's how it works. And it's why you're being so incestual about who you get at Tennessee. Like you, my friends, are the gold standard in football. Right now, you're the freaking laughing stock of football in the SEC to have a program fallen so far in the past 10 years. Boy, I'm preaching. I'm going to lose my voice and my mind here. I don't want to yell at you, but I'm trying to wake you the hell up, please. But let's look at it. Let's look at it. I'll try to calm down a little bit. But do not. What you did was disgraceful and made Vol Nation look ridiculous, and you've harmed your university for many years to come. Whether you believe it or not, you have. Trust me. Today I'm out in Las Vegas. People are laughing at you. They think you were nothing more than a lynch mob, and that's how you acted. Okay? and I'm looking Travis and Chris and all the people that are here on our show right this moment. You're talking, and you're accurate. No one wants this gig anymore. Who the hell wants to be part of that circus? I'll tell you who. Only one. There might be only one or two guys left. Now, I want to preface this with I believe that you guys are very two-faced in this, and we'll get into this. But, you know, you quickly, when it was convenient, Vols fan, you conveniently used his connection to the Sandusky issues at Penn State as a way to oust him.
How dare a man like that come to our conservative southern town with great Christian values, who is involved in such an evil, despicable incident. You used it to your advantage.
But you know, a man you hold high and dear and mighty, what did you do when this happened? When this story broke about your beloved Peyton Manning and the Tennessee trainer and the alleged sexual assaults there, what did you do? Did you want his name off of everything? And did you disassociate yourself with the university? No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You didn't do it. Did you stop wearing your Vol orange and singing Rocky Top when this lawsuit got settled for the gals for $2.5 million because they were sexually assaulted on the Knoxville campus? Did that outrage, did that put you in enough outrage? No, it didn't. No, it didn't. The only thing that outraged you was that Greg Schiano was not a guy you wanted, and you were looking for something to grab a hold of, and you found something, and you took advantage of a situation that really had nothing to do with him. But you turned it into something for yourself. Chris, you're proud to say you weren't part of it. Congrats, you were a smart man. See, because I want the Vols to succeed. I have a lot of Vol friends. People think I don't. I want you to succeed. But I think you've made it 100 times worse for your university to succeed with your actions of the past 24 hours. You have. You've hurt yourself. My buddy Wayne's watching now. He knows I'm right. He might not agree with me, but I know he knows I'm told. I think he does. You've destroyed yourself. And now, see, in the beginning, I said this, and I said this all year. This wasn't new to me. If you follow me, and I still do a lot of posts on Facebook and Twitter and such, and I try to stay in touch with my friends in Tennessee, North Georgia. I work very hard to stay in touch because I care about you. You're part of my life, and you'll be part of my life forever. I always say, you are my second home. When they bury me, I don't know which part do you want, the top half or the bottom. I'm going to split myself. I don't know. I guess you don't want my mouth because it always said things that offended you. But as I said earlier, when I came to the area, I was the damn Yankee that didn't know what he was talking about. And after I got a little bit of a chance, you didn't all like me. But it was okay. It was a good relationship. You gave Schiano no chance. You decided he was no good before you got him. For those of you that cite, and I see this all the time, for those of you that have cited his record,
and he was just barely over 500.
Do any of you have a freaking clue what Rutgers football was before Greg Schiano? Let me tell you something. It made the Vols this year look like Alabama. That's what it was. Do you know when he took over in 1980, okay? Or excuse me, in 2000. I got my years picked up. I'm very sorry. When He took over that program in 2000. Do you know they hadn't been to a bowl game since 1978? A bowl game! That means they had to finish 500. They hadn't been there. He had to take a program, and I know this firsthand. Remember where I'm from. Remember Jersey, Nick? I'm from there. That program was doomed and ready to be thrown away. No one wanted any part of it. Couldn't be fixed. He took them to 6 bowl games in his last 7 years. That, let me tell you, people, he didn't have the money of Knoxville behind him. He didn't have Alabama behind him. He didn't have any of the big SEC schools, Georgia, Auburn, that kind of backing behind. He had nothing and put 6 bowls on the table for a team that hadn't been there since 1978 when he took over. Hi, Connie. You might not like what I have to say today, but I do still love all of you. But I'm ashamed of you today. Because you have literally taken a man and acted like a lynch mob, and you have destroyed him, and you've destroyed your program in the process. You've hurt yourself beyond repair, and you don't know it. You don't know it. As I said, when you look, I know you don't like John Curry, but when he's sitting there, they vetted him. Let me explain. Greg Schiano was not in the Lewis Free investigation. They interviewed over 400 people, not Greg Schiano. Why? Because they didn't have anything to tie him to anything. Just because you're there doesn't make you guilty. That's what you got to remember, people. But he wasn't one of you. He was a damn Yankee. That was the problem. Please admit it. Now, I have ideas for you to move on. I had the idea in the beginning, and everybody told me I was nuts. Let's go back. And this isn't a pat me on the back time. But I just want you to understand this. In all my years in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area and in the South, I was considered a Vol hater. Never been a Vol hater. Nope, never. Never, ever, ever a hater. What I have hated, and I'm hating again today, is Vol Nation's inability to understand who they are and what's going on around them. You have blinders. I tell you, put the orange colored glasses on all too often. All too often. And what you're doing is doing a disservice to something you say you love. You say you love the Vols program. But you're doing a disservice, people. As fans, I have listened all my life to how bad Philadelphia fan is. And I'm a Philly fan. Oh, they had a jail in the court, in the stadium. They're awful. They just, no. You, in the past 24 to 48 hours, you have made Philadelphia look like the little sisters of the poor. You, my friends, are making a laughingstock of yourself. You are. Stop. Stop it. Look at what I've told you over the years, and y'all told me I was nuts. Almost every one of you said, Nick, you're freaking crazy. When Lane Kiffin was there in his 1 year, I got on the Lane Kiffin train. You know why? I thought he had what you needed. I was told I was nuts. He left you for his dream job at USC after 1 year, and you burned him at the stake. Anything that had to do with him, you burned him for a guy that did what he had in his contract. But you couldn't handle it. So you have a Derek Dooley. I told you from the beginning he was terrible. You told me I was nuts. I used to play a chicken sounder every time I mentioned his name. Refused to talk to me. Chicken. And you told me I was nuts, but eventually you run him out of town. Butch Jones, I told you I actually kind of liked Butch, thought he was a good recruiter, but I didn't know if he would get you over the hump. 2 years ago, I told you he had to go.
Yeah, oh, no, no, he's getting us there brick by brick by brick.
Bullcrap. Now you're looking again. Uncle Nick told you, sure as he was breathing, that I would have picked up the phone and called Lane Kiffin the minute they knew they were done with Butch. That's what I would have done. I would have kissed and made up. You know why? He's the one guy that'll get you there, I believe. And then I also turned around and said, let me give you a guy. And I posted it on Facebook the other day because I was asked this question. I did not make this up. And I did not know what was going on at the time. I said, keep an eye out. Another guy that I would keep an eye out for was Greg Schiano. And that's what happened. But what happened? He wasn't one of you. Your ancestral nature of Vols fans kicked in, and you burned him at the stake before he got a chance over something he wasn't involved in. Now, let me just say this, okay? Let me pull something up here. And I don't want to take this in this direction, but I'm going to for just a minute. Tony, no, I'm not, unfortunately. I'm in Vegas, but I have to talk about this because I have to talk to my people and I've got to intervene with Vols fans. Tony is reaching out to me. But I don't want to take this and turn this coaching political, but I'm going to just to make a point. And it's not because I want to go political with this. It has nothing to do with that, but I want to make you think. I want to make you think for a second, okay? And I'm not saying every Vol fan in America did not vote for Donald Trump. I'm not saying that. But as a consensus, the conservative Tennessee voters voted for Donald Trump, correct? You did. You voted for him to run this country. As a whole, you did, correct? Not lying when I say it. And I'm not turning this political, but I want to see that you have basically destroyed a football coach. You've destroyed a potential coach because he wasn't one of you over something he wasn't involved with. However, the majority of you, and I'm not holding a grudge. I'm not. But I'm using it as an example. This is an example and nothing more. You're allowed to vote who you want for. However, this didn't bother you to vote for someone to run the country, but someone who wasn't involved in this child molestation bothered you. I don't get it.
On her, and I failed. I'll admit it. I did try and fuck her. She was married.
Huge news, Sarah.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took off her and I moved on her like a bitch. But I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hot as shit.
Right? Purple. Listen to this.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they'll let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I could do anything.
Okay. Now, I didn't do this for the purpose of politics. So please, I'm using it as, I'm trying to make a point. My point I'm trying to make is this. Tennessee Vol fan got more upset over a potential coaching hire that wasn't one of them. And I believe that's the problem. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. You got more upset over that, but the majority of you weren't upset with those comments by someone that you helped vote into the White House. And I'm not making it political, but I'm telling you, your priorities are just a little out of whack right now, and Uncle Nick's here to help you. Connie, you know I love you. You know that. But I don't want to hear abuses just because of the kids. He didn't have anything to do with the kids. Nothing. Zero. Zip. The Free Report interviewed 400 people, didn't even bring them up. You're talking about the one guy. There's one guy. There's one guy. We can all know for sure saw a child be sexually abused by Jerry Sandusky. You know who it was? The same guy whose word you're taking that Chiano knew, and that would be McQueary, who saw it, and instead of stopping an adult on a child, he went home, he talked to his daddy, and he was in his 20s. He didn't reach in and rip the son of a bitch by his throat and throw him off the kid. Don't make this case, please. The guy who's telling you is the guy who was trying to save his freaking hide. He was the one that screwed up. It had nothing to do with it had nothing to do with Shiano. Nothing. And you're up in arms over someone. Who you're taking the word that did something that no one has said he did. They threw the book at Penn State. Do we think, can reasonable adults actually believe that if Shiano or Bradley or these other coaches were guilty, can we believe that they just said to hell, we'll leave them alone and we'll just get Paterno and the school president and fine them all and almost give them the death penalty? Can reasonable minds actually believe that? No. No, you can't. You can't do it. But I go back to the initial premise. The problem with Vols fan is you're too incestual, and if he doesn't have a connection to you, you don't like him, and you looked for something to grab onto, and you've made buffoons of yourself on the national stage. You have. Buffoons. Right now, I think there's two coaches, maybe three in America, that would take your job. One would be Lane Kiffin. And I would have hired Lane from the start. If anyone knows me and follows me, you know that. I would have hired Lane from Jump Street. That's the right guy. It's the right guy. The other guy that would take the job, but he really doesn't deserve it yet, is T. Martin. And you'll love T. He's one of you. He's one of you. So you'll understand that he has no experience, no track record to be a head coach in the SEC as his first gig. None. Amanda, this is an intervention. It's okay. I understand. It is, but you'll be okay again with an unqualified candidate because he's one of you. Because he's one of you. You can't just burn people at the stake because they're not you. The guy's a good football coach. And now you've tarnished his reputation. He had nothing. I'm not saying he wasn't there. And for those of you that want to bitch and moan that he was a bad college coach, just please do me a favor and don't just point at the bottom line about game over 500. You Vols fans need to wake up. You don't know what he took over. I told you. He took over a program in the year 2000 that hadn't been to a bowl game. Get this, since 1978 when he took over in 2000. And in 5 years, he got them there and didn't just get them there. They went to 6 out of 7 years to bowl games. Yes, they weren't the SEC, but that guy could coach. And he didn't have the pockets of the SEC behind him. You know, somebody said phone calls. And I have a phone here that I could tie in. The post is on there, 702-641-1311. I can only take one at a time. But if you come through, I'll talk to you briefly. We can do it quickly. But the truth of the matter is, you have to stop being so incestual with everybody you want around your program. because you're screwing yourself. You are totally ruining any chance you have to be relevant again. And I'm not telling you that Shiano would have taken you to a national championship. I can't say that. You can't say he wouldn't either. But to sit there and just go, oh, this guy, he covered up child sexual abuse. Bullcrap. We know who did that. They threw the book at him. Paterno. Spanier. We know McQueary saw it. And that's the guy you're believing. And he didn't do a freaking thing about it. I know they'd be blowing me up. That's why I did this today. People telling me to be blowing me up because they're all stuck with their head in the sand. You're crazy. You've turned yourself into a national laughingstock, and I'm trying to help you see things. I've lived this, not to this extent. No one wanted me when I first hit the air in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The damn Yankees on the air, and he ain't one of us. I had to win you over a little bit. Never won all of you. But a lot of you, I did. A lot of you, I did. Now, I don't know who this is, but let's try this. Let's see if it works. I'm going to try a phone call. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Nick, how you doing? This is your old buddy Steele from Tennessee.
Hey, hold on. I didn't get that. Who is it?
This is your old pal Steele from Tennessee.
Oh, how you doing?
Doing great, man.
Thank you.
I'm watching the rant on Facebook, and in principle, I agree with much of what you say. But let me offer this perspective.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Go ahead.
Whether Shano did what he was alleged to have done or not, I think is irrelevant. I think that a lot of Tennessee fans just didn't like the hire.
Yes.
And granted, look, Curry screwed this up, okay? But let's just put it in perspective, too. If McDonald's started serving tofu burgers instead of Big Macs, they wouldn't be in business for very long because the customers would revolt. And I think we're losing the bottom line here. The paying customers, I know that there's sponsors and donors and all that stuff, but when you only have like 50,000 people showing up at your ball games, that's going to be a big dent in your bottom line. I think the fan base it's a little impatient. It's a little unreasonable. I grant you that. I think I do agree with you there. But, I think the fans are looking for something better than Greg Schiano. I heard what you said about his record, and he did take over a really bad program.
The worst program, probably the worst program in America, and I can tell you firsthand, they were inches away from canning football at the State University in Jersey. It was horrendous. What he did was nothing short of a miracle. Trust me when I tell you that.
That was very fuzzy, Nick.
Oh, sorry, but I'm just telling you what he did was almost a miracle. It really was. If you knew the program. Okay, are we losing you?
Yeah, I can't hear you, Nick.
All right, I'm sorry. You made your point. I apologize. I wish we could go a little further with it, but we'll try this again. I'm going to see if I can work on that. I'm trying to do the connection, and I apologize for that. And we'll work on trying to see if I can make this just a little bit better for some that were involved. I think that the return feed wasn't good. But my point being, again, and I'm ranting and raving, and I know that I'm ranting and raving, but I'm trying to look at this. I'm trying to implore Vol fan to look at this. And in that call, he said, you know, we wanted something better. The problem is, better doesn't want you right now. That's the reality. Better doesn't want you. They don't. Better don't want you. And don't. What's making you the laughingstock is taking something, instead of just saying, this guy's the wrong guy for us. This guy, he doesn't work for us. What in the hell does he know about the SEC? What is he? Instead of being honest, read my lips, honest with yourself and saying that's why you didn't want him. You know, all right, how the hell can we go nuts? We paint a rock. He covered up child rape. Horseshit. Sorry I said that. He didn't. Did the rest of the program? Yeah. And if anybody knows me, you know I beat the crap out of Penn State. They deserved what they got at the time. But you can't, don't go sinking your teeth into something that just socially, salaciously will infuriate the masses when it shouldn't really be the reason you're upset. The reason you were upset is it wasn't the guy you wanted. Am I right? Just be honest. And that was the most convenient, inflammable situation you could use to get your way. That's what it was. It's exactly what it was. And you used it, and what you did is you drug a man who didn't deserve that through the mud. And I hope he sues you for every penny he can get. And I know lawyers are tossed on what they can and can't get. I hope he takes Knoxville for every freaking dime. He had the agreement in principle. Turned down other opportunities for you. Wanted to be there with you, which not many have wanted. But you didn't want him. You didn't want him. So what did you do? You drug his name through the mud. Now, I will say this. If I find out, if something can be concrete that he saw it, I'll change my tune and I'll agree with you. But nothing in this investigation ever turned it up. And if the NCAA had found it, if the NCAA had found out that Schiano was part new, he would have been like Joe Pa and the President Spanier and everybody else at Penn State. And he would have been out on his keister and never coached in collegiate football again. Guaranteed. Trust me. I know. I was born at night, but it wasn't last night, and that I know. But I want you Vols fans to just freaking get a hold of yourself. You're turning yourselves and your program into a laughing stock. And I, for one, still love you guys in Tennessee. I told you. When I die, it's going to be hard. They're going to have to cut me in half. Half of me to Tennessee and half wherever I decide I'm staying. You're part. I became part of you guys. But I'm disappointed beyond belief that that's what you stoop to. We don't like the guy, so let's bring up something he really wasn't part of. Okay? You've thrown mud at a guy that shouldn't have gotten that mud thrown at him. And you know I'm right. This is a tough love session, my friends. This podcast, Nick's Just Saying the Podcast. You'll be able to catch this later, but you have to understand that you've really screwed the pooch on this one. I'm telling you. And I'm trying to help you. A lot of people here. Mark, Andy, Eric, Rick, Gwen, Michael, Johnny. Thanks. You're making a laughing stock of your program, Tennessee. The fans, you're making it harder for you to ever climb out of the disaster of a rut you've been in for 10 years. You're doing it to yourself now. You've become a crack addict that needs rehabilitation. It's just a play on words. That's what's happened. But you don't get it. And I know some people got mad at me. And someone who I really, really respect, Connie, came on here earlier. I brought up, you know, the political tie-ins, if you will, that happen. And I didn't want to turn it political. But what I'm getting at is, I mean, you are a as a majority in Tennessee, you are a conservative Republican base who was big enough to, if you want to say it this way, there was big enough to look past comments by the guy you voted for president.
You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Right?
Grab him by the pussy.
You look past that. But a damn football coach who did not have anything to do with it, according to the reports, according to the person who investigated the Penn State situation, who interviewed 400 people, sworn testimony, and they didn't find it important enough to talk to Greg Schiano, who was there. Doesn't that tell you something? And they unsealed documents in court that told you that McQueary said he knew. McQueary, of all people, the one that you should lynch and hang. Because he's the one that stumbled into the shower. Okay, let's say it like it is. McQueary went into the shower at Penn State and saw Sandusky on a young man. His own words admitted it. And what did he do? Did he grab the kid by the guy by the throat and kick the crap out of him and get him off the kid? No. He went home to his dad. Didn't even go report it to the police. He went home to his dad. Dad, what did I do? What do I do? You better go tell Joe Paterno. And it was later the next day that he went. And this cowardly, spineless SOB did nothing. But you'll take his word that he said, oh, the other guy knew. He was trying to cover his ass, people. That's all I'm saying. It's what I'm saying to you. But you're taking that man's word, McQueary's, that you saw because they were unsealed from the courts, that he said he knew, not one other person. Prosecutors, no one called Schiano to the stand. Investigators didn't talk to him. Why? Because there were no connections that they could find. There weren't any. But back to my initial thought. Tennessee Vol fan, your need to have someone you know, someone you're comfortable with, someone who has ties to the South, someone that shares your belief system, if you will, was so strong that you attacked a man who got hired to coach your university, and you grabbed on to that. It wasn't true. If we find out it is, I'll eat my words. I'll say when I'm wrong. You need to say when you're wrong. And in turn, you have turned your program into the laughing stock of college football in America. You have. You might not want to believe it, but you have. And now that I'm no longer in Tennessee, and I see and hear people in other parts of the country, I'm in Las Vegas today. I hear it. You're being laughed at. And I, for one, still like you. And I'm here. This is, I told you, I wrote on here, and that wasn't a joke. This is my intervention for Vol fans. If my intervention to you, because you got to stop making yourself look like morons and idiots. No one will take your job now that's worth a hill of beans. You have two options left. Kiffin would come back, you should have taken him in the beginning anyway. And you might get T. Martin. Who's your guy? Maybe Brom at Purdue. Okay, maybe. And Rick, you make a good point. This is the point I'm making. If Schiano knew, he and Sandusky, he said, would have been cellmates. I agree. Trust me. And if any of you that are in Tennessee remember my shows when the Penn State situation was, I said throw the book at all of them. If they're proven, they all deserved a rotten jail. Joe Paterno was an icon. They took him down. They took the university president. They took many down. They fined them in ways that has never been done. Criminal charges, you name it. How come Greg Schiano wasn't in any of that? Is it because they just liked him? Yeah, you know, Greg's a pretty cool dude. Let's not bring him up in any of this stuff. People, wake up. That's not why. It's because there was no evidence of it. So he was allowed to continue to be a coach at the collegiate level. Do you think Ohio State and Urban Meyer would have hired the guy to be the defensive coordinator? Do you really think that after all the crap Urban Meyer took for Hernandez and all that stuff, do you think he'd have brought this guy in if he really... They vetted him. All was well. Do you ever hear, like, you know, fans are tough. And fans will pick on opponents and opponents' coaches. And so, have you ever, like, noticed, like, oh, did you ever see signs that looked like The Rock in Knoxville? That he protected child rapists? Did you ever see that? No. You've just conveniently used that to get your way. I just want you to understand what you're doing. You're destroying your program yourself. You have hurt your program in the past 24 to 48 hours more than the hiring of Greg Schiano could have ever done. I'm right. It's the cold, hard truth. Actually, it's funny. I had someone on here call me Sick Nick the Ice Pick a little while ago. And the slogan with Sick Nick the Ice Pick was always stabbing you with the cold, hard truth. And that's what I'm doing, Vols fans. Wake the hell up, please. Please wake up. I'm asking you, please. I need you to understand what's going on. And the fact that you destroyed a man's livelihood, and I hope he sues you for every penny he deserves it. But if we go back, for those of you that weren't with me, if they're someone, if they are related, if you will, if they're related to the Vols program and do wrong, you support them. You do, don't you? Let's remind you of this. Because Lord knows he walks on water. Mr. Peyton Manning. Can you see the headline? 1994 incident. Peyton Manning and a trainer. Sexual incident. Did you make Peyton leave? Did you paint The Rock that he was a sexual predator? No, this kind of went away, didn't it? Shoot, gone. It's gone. Gone. Vols fans, did you burn your Vols gear? Did you? Did you burn your Vols gear and say, I'll never root for him again? When this settlement came up because the university knew they were guilty in the Title IX with the sexual complaint by the female athletes? That they were being sexually abused? Did you burn your Vols gear? Did you paint The Rock up? No, you didn't. You did this because they hired someone you didn't personally want. So you grabbed onto anything you could grab onto to make him look bad. That's what you did. You were wrong in the process, my opinion. And you don't have to agree with me. I'm trying to make you think. and you sold us on the fact that Schiano was the worst coach in America. You got a game over 500 record. You're right. But do you really know what he took over? Do you? When he took over in 2001 at Rutgers, and he was there 2001 to 2011, do you realize he took over a program that hadn't been to a bowl game? To go to a bowl game, just got finished 500. Hadn't been to a bowl game since 1978. 23 years without a bowl game before he took over. And it took him 4 years, and then he got him there and went to 6 bowl games in 7 years and catapulted him to a job in the NFL. He sucked as a coach, didn't he? Freaking awful. Just awful. I'm telling you, the Rutgers program back then, if you compared Tennessee today to Rutgers back then, Tennessee today would look like Nick Saban, Alabama juggernaut. Allen watching. Do I think they've dissuaded any good coach from wanting to coach at UT? Abso-freaking-lutely. Absolutely. And when we're done with this, you can play this back, and I'll also post the podcast for you to hear me all. Because I'm not going to lie, I went off in the beginning. Vols fans, come on. Please. Get a grip. Yeah, I like that, Rick. You're right. That's why I put that up there. Never said a word about these two stories I put up there. Oh, no. Right? Peyton. No, not our Peyton. Didn't throw away your Vol gear when the school settled that they knew that they were caught. Sexual issues with female athletes. You didn't care enough about that to go paint on the rock. Throw away all your Vols gear. Did you? No. You did not. Absolutely not. That's right, Alan. My point is it's a double standard. I started with saying the problem in with Tennessee's coaching search and Tennessee in general, the search must be incestual of nature or you won't like it. But nobody wants you. And you've made it harder for anybody to want you any longer down the road, in my opinion. Russ Huseman. I love it. I like Russ. Love Russ. And I know you don't like the AD either, and that complicates it. And, you know, maybe he shouldn't have been the guy. I'm not saying he should have been. He wasn't the guy I would have picked either. But I don't think, I think his statements today, by the way, which I have right in front of me, I think they were accurate. I think they did vet him. I just got, they'll be lucky to get Dooley back. Chicken sounder, please. I don't have one here. But all in all, as I said, this was my intervention to you Vols fans. I know you're mad at me now. I know a lot of you. You know what? Why don't you take this when we're done, and I'll put the link, and you could post it on your Vols message boards. I don't care. You need to wake up. I want to help you. And John Gruden didn't want you. He don't want to coach yet. Why the hell would he take that job? Can you please have the freaking clue? No, Gruden. Oh, Eddie Gruden. I told you all at the beginning. Kiffin. That should have been your target from day one. Kiffin. Read my lips. Kiffin. He'll come in a heartbeat if you'll just let your guard down. Stop worrying about it. He left you. That's your guy. But you're going to end up with T. Martin. That's who you're going to get, T. Nice guy. Won us a national championship. Woo-hoo-hoo. You'll be happy while he learns to coach with training wheels on. Right? He's a good guy. But dang it, you're supposed to be better than that. You've made fools of yourself. Fools! Vol fan, and I'm here to help you. And I see, Alan, you're talking about Kiffin. Make him pay if he leaves early. What people are conveniently forgot in that, and when they burned him in effigy, it was the one stinking out clause he had in this whole contract. He could leave for USC. He didn't expect that opening to happen a year later. So we have to get over that. Put on our big boy pants. Put them on! Okay? And understand that that happens. Now, if he's the best you can get today, you better go get him. My opinion. One man's humble opinion. But my friends, I know I'm expecting a mass exodus on my Facebook from Vols fans. You know, I am. I'm expecting you to leave in droves because I use this as an intervention to help you. I wanted to help you. If I got through to one of you, I guess I did. But I know I made some comments that upset some people. I know. Hey, I was just asked when I coach in Knoxville. Yeah, I go. You think they? What do you think the Rock would say if they brought me? What would they paint that Rock? Oh, boy. See, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Vol fan, Tennessee people, listen to Uncle Nick when he talks to you, because I do care about you. I do. I care about you. I remember when I came to town. I was the damn Yankee. How dare I talk? Everybody beat me up. Because I wanted to be honest with you. I always wanted to be honest with you. It's the one thing I wanted to do. I wouldn't sugarcoat it. Build the program Tasty Cake by Tasty Cake. Connie, I love you, dear. But I just want you to think a little bit. Because when I was there, in Tennessee. A lot of people didn't like me in the beginning. But I got a chance. And I'd like to say I proved myself to you. And you let me in. I'm asking you that if the Vols are to have success in the future, you're going to have to do the same for someone to succeed there. Now, my situation, very small compared to that. But I know the area, and I know how you feel, okay? I do. I know how you feel. And all I've ever tried to do is talk to you honestly. You know, and I like what I have to say, but I try to talk to you honestly. Nothing more, nothing less. And my honest opinion, you have made a fool of yourself in the last 24 to 48 hours. If you feel that you want to return to glory and you want to get the coach you think you deserve, then you got to back down because you have scarred your institution in a way that has handcuffed them. And you need to stop. And that's what I wanted to tell you today, my friends. Okay? Uncle Nick cares about you. And I would be ecstatic if the good folks in Rocky Top would be in a college football playoff scenario, would be back at the top of the SEC. I have nothing against that. Nothing. Nothing. But right now, what you're doing is setting yourself back 10 years. And you don't even realize it. That's the issue. My friends, I do appreciate you very much. I do. We do the podcast each week. I did a special edition just for my friends in Vol Nation, and others have listened. I greatly appreciate it. You'll find the link posted on my Facebook. You can come back here as well. Watch it Facebook Live, but I'll have the actual link to the recording. You can listen on your phone. And now you can do that the end is online, near. Whatever. My friends, I do appreciate you. Vol Nation, take a little chill pill. It'll get better.
My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's
full. See, I like the tune. We're going out with class, I've right, people? That's what it's about. Let's have some class in the show.
Every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
Coming to you from studios in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, you've been listening to Nick's Just Saying, the podcast. Join Nick again next week for the show. You can download and listen to the show at nicksjustsaying.podbean.com and follow the show on Facebook at Nick's Just Saying, the podcast. You can also follow Nick's Just Saying on Twitter at Nick's Just Saying. Nick's Just Saying podcast talks about sports, entertainment, politics, and life with a laugh. All right, we got through this show today. I'm guessing we can all use a stiff drink about now. Just saying.
More, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, oh no. No, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the it was mine.